there must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer, if that's your thing. A bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. Yes, sir, I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You freeze, bitch!
Oh, shit! I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Shit, no, me and Sal Bob are pro-choice. Women's bodies are on fucking business.
But what are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks. We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here in this like the fuck?
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Now you see me? Now you're dead.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue! The goddamn pen is blue!
You're listening to Comic and Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your kitschy comedy, geeky garbage, and nerdy news.
We die!
I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tyler.
Tyler is back again.
So I'm going to tell Adam a story that I already told you, Taylor.
You said I was messed up, and I might not have heard it, but okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the other night I'm at work, and this girl is talking to me, and I can't even concentrate on anything she's saying. She finally finishes talking, and I'm like, "You've got lipstick all over your teeth," and she's like, "I do," and like, okay, she's been working there for over a year now. She's never worn lipstick before up until 3 weeks ago.
Huh.
And she over-applies it badly. like you can tell which glass she's drinking out of, you know?
Yeah.
It's bad. It's everywhere.
Can you give us an age range?
Yeah, that's 21. What I wanted to.
Oh, a really young person.
21. So she's finally decided to give it a shot.
She's not watching the Jeffree Star makeup tutorials,
apparently,
obviously.
Not. Well, maybe that guy wears so much makeup. Maybe she.
All right, who's
maybe he says to apply it to the teeth.
Yeah.
And then it will leak onto your lips.
If you apply it onto all of your teeth, then your smile looks even bigger.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she's got lipstick just all over her teeth. So she just like starts wiping it off. And then finally I'm like, "You know what? Lately, your mouth has been looking like a fucking coin purse." I mean, it's
what does
that's what I would. He said
what
this.
Is a fucking.
He's like,
person.
"Hey, I got her," and I said, "I don't know why."
Hey, oh, gotcha, man, good.
It's too much. It's
well,
too
okay.
Much.
What do you mean? Like the
like a fucking coin purse. What is that exactly?
You know, what, you know what a coin purse is?
Well, those little plastic. You squeeze it. Oh,
those little plastic things with the slit in them, and you can put pennies and coins and all that.
Okay.
Shit.
Can I tell you what my mind went to?
Yeah.
No.
That there was a that.
Or
that,
yes.
That, yeah. That that the a woman puts her lipstick in the purse. Forgets her coin purse and forgets to put the lid on, and
no.
Lipstick gets all over the place.
All over her coin purse.
That's what I
know. Those plastic coin
those.
Purses that they
do. They still make those little
know.
Rubber ones. Like,
oh,
they used to give those away. Like that,
they used
to say,
throw
like,
them
a
out
bank
during,
or whatever. Yeah,
they used to throw them out at parades.
Yeah.
Like kids really want those. Like instead of throwing out candy, they're throwing out coin purses. Like that's what kids actually want.
I did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
did you
great.
Know what it was when you were a kid?
No, I threw it away.
No, my dad.
I just
still,
wanted.
My dad still uses those. Those little squeeze together, and then you get a couple coins out of there. Yeah, I know exactly what they are. I don't necessarily get the reference because they don't have teeth.
So the
unless the teeth, which would be the coins, then got lipstick all over them.
Yeah, and then they look the exact same,
and then they look terrible. Okay.
So my the people that flipped my house tried to murder me this week.
Oh, good.
Well,
okay. I
oh,
know
wait, wait, wait. I said good. I don't know why, but it sounded
good for them.
Good. Why
actually,
God,
I don't
give
know
it.
If it, I don't know if it was them that did it, but they our dryer quit working. It just stopped.
Oh,
and this
is like
okay. What the fuck else is going to happen now? Because our hot water heater went to shit, and now my dryer just stopped. You know, it'd run for about 5 minutes and kick off. And we were troubleshooting this thing. And then my dad finally said, you know, Taylor, it's probably a blocked pipe. You know, your vent.
Well, no one called me.
I guess not. So my dad came over with this like 40 horsepower leaf blower backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And we ripped that thing open, wide open in the house. And we stuck it onto the tube.
How was the exhaust in the house, by the way, if he jammed that in there?
What do you mean?
The exhaust from the
freaking leaf blower. Leaf was blower. It just like, oh God, that's terrible. And then everyone passed out.
Nah, we only ran it for about 40 minutes. So
that's it?
No. We all had a really bad headache.
He had another tube that everyone was huffing off of, and it was fine. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
No. Okay. So he plugs the thing in, and he opens it up, and he says, it's going to be 150 miles an hour coming out of here, Taylor. Whatever in there is going to be unplugged. I said, great. So we shove it on there, and he rips it wide open, and I'm holding. He's like, you got it? And I'm like, I got it. And then
like a fireman says,
and we just feel a thunk.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, it's plugged.
Yeah.
So we're like, Deanne, what do you see coming out of the trap out there, out of the flap? Nothing. Like, what? What do you mean nothing?
Yeah.
So my dad climbed up there on a ladder, and I heard him peel that thing open. It's like, motherfucker. They painted the vent shut. Fucking morons. So,
but
anyway.
So your washer and dryer are in the basement, though, right?
No, they're upstairs.
Yeah. Oh, they're on the main floor.
In the kitchen, yeah. So Or in the dining kind of kitchen area there.
Off the kitchen area.
Yeah.
Somewhere on there.
Yeah, yeah. So, the tube goes up into the attic and then out.
Ah.
So we're thinking, we tried one of those snakes. Didn't work. We climbed up into the attic and we found out that the culprit was, we think when my dad blasted the air through, it dislodged. But yeah, when I took that first section of pipe out, there was probably about a foot just packed.
Yeah,
of that lint and shit. It's like, holy fuck, we are lucky.
Yeah, I'd say because I've heard about that. That's one of a huge cause of fires in a home.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy is fortunately the dryers just started kicking off because we weren't noticing damp clothes at the end of the cycles. Mm-hmm. You know, they were completely dry. Okay, nothing wrong, everything's cool. But no, it was fucked. And there's still a pipe up there. I got to finish cleaning it out and re-gaffing it.
Well, yeah.
So now
that the flap is open,
yeah,
and then you pumped all that crap out.
Yeah,
you just have to reconnect.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't done laundry since.
We just dry stuff outside. That's why that rack was
the hanger.
Yes, of course.
So this is
the old-fashioned way.
Did this house have one, like a laundry line to string across built in?
No.
Just wondering. I mean, some of the older houses had like that kind of pole from the house into a pole somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then you could just hang things on there.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that putting of the laundry there was an afterthought. I don't know where the laundry originally was.
Yeah.
I'm thinking probably in the basement.
I don't understand why you run it up all the way up to the attic. Why would you make it work harder out there where you could just like pump it out?
Because where his washer and dryer is, if you don't go through the attic, you got to go through like a bedroom or a different room
in
the house.
Well, you couldn't pump it straight out from the wall that it's on?
No, because it's just off the dining room.
You could, I guess, but you'd have to run out to the front yard, which probably wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, well, I guess other than you'd have a... Mine runs out to the front yard, and then every now and then I just see a few like...
Fluffs?
Little, like, belly hole fluffs in there.
Belly hole fluff.
That's what I call it because that's what it looks like.
Sure.
My belly hole fluffs.
So that was my adventure for the week. And then Deanne yesterday says, we should watch fireworks from the roof.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay. I don't know if I feel about
that's
that.
That's why the ladder's
why Cole and I got here a little earlier.
Yeah.
We went into the backyard, and I was like, what's with this ladder? You must be cleaning out the gutters. In my head, and goes like, I don't know.
So, well, okay, well, it was a two-part thing. I was going to climb up on the roof to see if my exhaust fan in the attic was working.
Yeah.
Not working at all.
Well, obviously not.
And then, so I thought, oh, we'll sit up there. So, I don't know. I'm not real stable on ladders. I don't like going up onto things. I'm just not a big fan of it. So I got up there, and I'm like, okay, this isn't, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
We're not sitting up here. Fuck that.
Okay.
So I said, now how am I going to get the fuck down? Like,
you
fuck!
You actually got fully onto the roof?
Oh, yeah. I was up there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that getting up was easy. Getting down was a little more sketchy for me. So yeah. I was trying to position myself, but you know how roofs are all made out of sandpaper and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to Spider-Man it on my belly and on my knees. And I was wearing shorts, of course.
Oh,
but
so yeah.
So my fucking knees are all scraped up and my got scraped up. And I felt like I pulled a muscle and I'm like, this is stupid.
You did. You used... You totally did like a little Spider-Man thing across the roof, and you muscles that you haven't used for a long ass time.
I haven't used my Spider-Man muscles in a long. Yeah, that's true. It's been a long time,
So, Taylor and Deanne came over for bratwurst the other night.
Yeah,
and I did this corn. I did
No, wait. Before you go to the corn story.
The corn.
He goes into 3B. Can we tell the 3B meat story for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Cole goes into 3B meats. He's telling us. He's like, you know, I was hungover. I go into 3B meats, and I go in, and I say, hey, what do you guys have between normal and fucked up for bratwurst?
You, what do you have? I didn't even mean to say it, but I'm looking at all the flavors. I'm looking at all the flavors, and they have original, and then everything else is totally just...
Well, they have like gummy bears and just weird shit too.
Yeah.
It's just crazy shit. So I look at the girl and I didn't even mean to say it, but I was just tired and hungover and I'm like, what do you have that's between original and like totally fucked up? And she's like, excuse me?
You got it.
They're almost all totally fucked up. Yeah. I don't want nacho flavored bratwurst, you know? I don't want pizza flavored bratwurst.
Those are fucked up.
So you didn't even give her a question that she could answer. She's like, here you go. They're still here.
You know
it's
what?
The same ones
after
that are...
looking at the list, she could have said, we don't have anything between original and totally fucked up. Because they're all totally fucked up.
What did
up.
You get? What did we end up eating?
Original.
Just the standard one.
It was
How
good.
Were they, though?
It was good.
Yeah.
They were good.
I would say definitely above like a Johnsonville
well,
or whatever.
How about
you get
this? How about this? So, you know how sometimes you've done this before where you've done like the trial of pizza around?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what about just getting a standard brat? Their standard brat from the meat shops.
Yeah.
And sampling them.
We
shouldn't they be able to nail their standard brat?
Oh,
and then before they start teetering
gummy
off
bears
into
in there?
Gummy bears?
Yeah.
Like, what if their standard brat it just sucks? And they're like, oh, you know what would make this better?
Gummy bears.
Of course. Well, gummy bears would make it so freaking awesome.
I am going to say this for sure. Their original is pretty goddamn good.
It was. It was pretty good, yeah.
Especially for the price, because I didn't pay all that much for it.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what I paid, but I bought four of them, and I just remember.
And it was only $87.
This didn't cost me very much at all. But so we had the brats, and then we had corn. And I'm like, just before they got over, I realized, oh, shit, I used all the butter for the shrimp boil I did last week, and I never got more butter. I went to the store. I just didn't get that. So Taylor goes... Well, do you have mayonnaise?
Genius.
I'm like, fuck, that's right. You tried that Mexican corn a few years ago. You like mayonnaise
is
on
a
your
great,
corn.
Mayonnaise really
what do they call it? They call it elote.
Elote. Oh, yeah. If you're, well, we did not have elote in the traditional sense, but I will say this. Mayonnaise is a great substitute for butter in a lot of recipes or even condiments, but it's tangy.
It's not
it's different.
Butter. It's different, but it'll work.
So here's the point of this story.
Okay.
It's not about the mayonnaise substitution for butter.
It's not about the mayonnaise.
So it kind of is. It's
okay.
About the
well,
fact.
Damn it! You just.
It's about the fact that I only had a little bit of mayonnaise.
Okay.
So he brought
me. But then I had some knockoff Miracle Whip.
So he brings me a substitute for the substitute
of and
big difference.
And Taylor. Is just like bitching about Miracle Whip. He's like, fuck Miracle Whip.
Well,
it's
yeah.
not mayonnaise and all this. And I think most people agree they're not the same. But I'm like,
they're
probably similar enough where if you don't know, you can't tell the difference. And Taylor's like, oh, I can tell the difference. So he turns around and I put a little bit over here, a little bit of the Miracle Whip and a little bit of the mayo over here. And then Deanne kind of stirred them around so that the little piles of goo similar. Would look the same. Taylor takes his finger and sticks it into one of the piles.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even taste it. He goes, This is the miracle whip. I was like, Jesus Christ, he's right.
Yeah,
he
didn't even taste it. Of course I would know the difference.
Of course. He didn't even taste it, and he knew which one it was.
Yeah.
It was more like a, not like a, I would consider like a, if you were to stick your finger into mayonnaise, smooth. Like
okay.
Right? Then if you stick your finger, yes.
What was
stick
it,
your
like,
finger into
like
the,
sugar?
Not
crunchy?
No, just smooth.
No, I'm saying the miracle whip.
He's trying
whip.
To tell you
how what the miracle whip was more like.
I'm
yeah,
trying to
more,
guess.
There's more air pocket, so it is a more like.
Well, see, so I love a good club sandwich.
Yeah.
And I think that some places do a thin thing of like miracle whip.
Yeah,
on
there are
and the tang is nice on there, but I also think there's mayo also.
There's
I'm
an application.
I'm not sure.
There's an application.
It depends on the restaurant.
It depends on the what you're doing. But yeah, mayo is.
And I'm not anti Miracle Whip, no matter what. But my house does not hold any sort of Miracle Whip.
My
house. And I do like Miracle. I am a fan of Miracle Whip. My wife, however, does not like Miracle Whip. And that's why we don't have Miracle Whip in the house.
My house, people do not tolerate ketchup. There's no ketchup in our house.
Well, you're damn fools.
Ketchup.
Because ketchup is nice. It's a multi-purpose thing. It's not just, you don't just put it on.
The only use for ketchup is also having horseradish and lemon so that you can make cocktail sauce.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Hey. Why wouldn't
but
you
why
have it
why not
then?
Just buy cocktail sauce?
No, because you can make it yourself.
Own. Yeah, that's
why.
Okay, that's like saying, hey, do you got oil and eggs in your pantry?
Yeah.
There then you why go. Make your own mayo. Yeah, you did it. Just blend it up. Stupid. Yeah, you got a blender, right? You got mayo.
Yeah, why don't you just
fool.
Did you have those two ingredients, Cole? And you didn't make me.
Yeah,
mayo.
He could have made the mayo the whole time.
I don't know how good my eggs are.
Perfect.
I guess I could have given it to you.
That's the best mayo.
You would have probably had a better reaction than you did to the miracle.
Probably.
I'm not sure. So mayo is just the egg whites?
No, it's the whole egg.
Is it the whole egg?
Mm-hmm.
And a little, squirt of lemon juice or something?
You probably want to flavor it with some lemon juice.
I've never tried to do it on my own.
Avocado. Well, I don't know what kind of oil.
Avocado.
Avocado oil.
Well, you pick your oil.
Yeah, you can
whatever.
Do whatever. It's an emulsion. Do what you like.
You use car motor oil.
Sure. All I got is 10W30.
Perfect.
Bring it on over. It's used even better.
It would taste
so Adam, you mentioned Shannon and you didn't join us last week because you said there was some hospital stuff.
Yeah.
So this,
all right.
I'm
so,
anxious for this.
Yeah. So last week I wasn't present because we had a bit of an emergency.
Oh my.
And it was something very different. An emergency is never something that you expect.
Of course.
So we showed up at this.
Sorry. Hello? You're good.
We showed up at this house that we were supposed to clean for, and everything started off fine. We were like, hey, how's it going? We talked to them, and then as soon as the clients left, Shannon started saying, hey, my hand is getting stiff. I was like, your hand? Okay. And I was like, and I just kept cleaning. And she's like, I was like, why don't you just sit down? Just sit down on the couch. And I kept going. She's like, now my other hand is stiff. And I was like, okay. And eventually, she's like, her hands went from being stiff to weird, like, fists, claws of fully into themselves.
Oh my gosh.
And so like, then her elbows locked into
now like, is she completely coherent at this point? She's like,
yeah,
what
the fuck is
going on?
Yeah, she was like,
holy shit,
I don't know.
Scary.
What, yeah, she's like, I don't know what's going on. And then her tongue went the same thing. It locked up too. And she's And I was like, oh, fuck. I got to call 911. And I was like, baby, I'm going to call 911. She's like,
I really hope everything.
I can now. Well, obviously everything's fine. Okay. It was last week.
She passed away. We had beers with him in his garage the other night, and he never brought it up.
Yeah, I didn't die. I told you. No, of course everything's fine now. But you turd, come on! Like I was worried.
Well, I
didn't know what was going on. I've been trained in quite a bit of this stuff, but I was like, no, I don't know what's going on.
So if I were to just be the doctor, here,
sure,
I would assume some kind of seizure was.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought maybe a seizure or a stroke. You know,
okay,
it just in the idea of like locking up of some sort. So I called 911 and they ran me through a stroke test, and they're like, okay, hey, have her say, I don't know what the term
rubber
was.
Rubber baby buggy bouncer.
No, it was like, the boat floats through the ocean clearly or something. It was something stupid like that, but just to get like a lot of, I think
vowels,
syllables. Or, yeah. And she, you know, I'm like, she can say this stuff, but not clearly, but I'm like, no, dude, it's like she's locked up, she can't move, and she's freaking out, and her legs are starting to lock up, and so she started pulling her legs in too, and she couldn't move them. And I was like, I need you guys to come here. I had 911, they picked her up.
Okay, so they're like, well, we're not going to send, just try these stroke tests.
Yeah, just try this. We're never going to send anyone. No.
See what happens. I don't know.
No. Well,
I don't know what you're calling us.
They said, we're going to send someone. We're going to send someone.
Yeah.
But while we're sending people, I mean, just to make sure, you know, I mean, I guess they would, if they, whatever it was, they would give me instructions to try to remediate it between while the first responders came.
Yeah.
So there wasn't anything that I could do. They're like, well, we don't know.
Well, I couldn't tell you.
She's
locked up.
And she's like, help. You know, with my comparison is what I told her afterwards was that she went from normal to my experience with someone with cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Like she just jumped from that to like just locked up and not able to function.
I'm just thinking of all my experience of watching House and ER.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of anything like this.
Me neither.
So I'm excited to find out.
Oh, all right. Here is the secret of what happened. Deficiency of potassium.
Oh,
that's it. Potassium. Eat a banana.
Stupid. Or a potato.
Yeah. Or a potato or some broccoli or whatever you want to go. Like, there's a long list of things. And she's also on a medication that is supposed to withhold or keep, retain potassium, too.
Oh, sure.
So there is something messed up.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know. We're going to go in this week, this coming week.
Is she feeling better, though?
Oh, she's doing great.
Awesome.
Everything's fine. It's just like they put her on all sorts of fluids, and they did an IV of potassium, and everything worked out fine. We went to work the next day.
Adam had to wear his banana hammock.
Yeah.
And fortunately, did the trick.
No, everything went fine. But
great,
like,
that's good.
Like, it just blew me away that, like, the idea of potassium.
Yeah.
Like things that you think you're good on,
yeah,
just like just some sort of deficiency.
Drink some
Pedialyte. Something happened where she just locked up entirely. It was the scariest thing.
After she had experience, what did she describe her like from her perspective? Was she just like, it was scary? Like,
yeah, of course.
It seems to me like if you're having a potassium, like when I have like low potassium or something, like,
yeah,
it's. I start cramping up.
Did
she feel like she had horrible cramps then?
What? No.
Like in her arms and her legs and stuff?
Well, obviously, because her hands
went. Holy shit.
Like, I'm serious. Like, her hands, she started saying, like, and she rubbed them a little bit. and then it just went into like this weird fist, and she couldn't. I'm telling you, like the whole tongue thing too. That's what really got me, where I was like freaked out,
dude.
Where,
you know, like you know, if you think we just watched
Potassium.
Well, right. But we had just watched The Conjuring since it was on HBO.
Oh, the newest one.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what do you think back in the day? That's what people were experiencing. Is some sort of deficiency in these things?
Like, possibly.
They're just possessed by the devil.
Or a seizure of some sort, right. Or where they're like, their hands lock up and they can't do anything.
Like when they were accusing people of being like witches or like possessed or something. Yeah, a lot of times it had to be like
they need a banana.
A lot of times it had to do with like they were schizophrenic. Or,
right, or just,
they had some kind of mental disorder.
Just go back in time and whip a banana. Eat a banana, stupid.
Yeah, you freaking crazy. Idiot.
It's crazy, though, this week. Shannon locks up and Bill Cosby goes free.
Hey, wow.
Did you see that video of that son of a bitch? He was walking out. He did his little.
Oh, he did the Bill Cosby little side. Ooh. Like he was he just ate a little pudding.
Just fart?
Yeah,
smells like shit in here.
All right, let's take a break. And then I'll be like, you put one on, you put one on.
We'll test out his potency.
We'll see how it works.
This one's rated for a 300 pounder.
Makes sense. I don't think it matters weight.
No.
Do you think weight affects the fart that blasts out of you?
I think the weight. Okay. Not to be. Okay, I'm going to generalize here.
Yeah, okay.
A bigger guy eats more, but not as well. I don't know how to say
your hole is the same size.
Yeah, but
basically. I don't know what you're jamming in the hole.
No.
The one hole, maybe. The other hole, I don't know either.
I would assume that the gut bacterium of a skinnier person would be better
for scent wise. No.
Maybe not.
I disagree. I disagree because I believe in think back to like high school years, junior high years, where a reek fart would come out.
Yeah,
and it wasn't the dudes.
It was the girls. Oh, okay.
But if there was a chunkier dude closer,
they blame that fucker.
People would assume it came from the
fat bastard,
the bigger guy.
Yeah, okay.
But if you sat behind this origin source, you knew it came from that girl because it came and you'd hear it. And you'd hear it go, yeah, you did it. Nope. I know what you're doing. And then it wasn't normally someone who was next to the person.
Yeah.
It was always someone across the room who was like, what? You know, like the class clown guy who's like, what is that? Because everyone else was kind of, I mean, you know, when you think in school, like,
it's like
general, you're kind of polite.
Yes, of course.
You know,
like, oh shit!
You're not going to be the person who's like, "What was that?" Because whoever smelt it dealt it.
That's true. But the class clown, he doesn't care.
No,
he'll just fucking
doesn't
go for it.
Give a crap.
Yeah.
Right, Cole?
Sure.
Okay. Well, all I'm trying to say is,
I farted earlier, who cares? We had to stop. It's fine.
Look at Cole.
Dude, that was not the first one. There was one before that,
oh, no,
too.
There's been a lot. I kept farting,
but
that
one
was the first
bad.
One that you noticed.
That one was... No, I noticed a few earlier.
Fine,
and I was, like you were saying, I was being polite, but that
Adam,
one was too much.
Well, we had to hit a break point at
some
point.
I think Adam is the average guy in this situation. Cole is the skinny guy.
Oh, between all
Taylor
of us, I am the middle guy. Yes,
right,
I am
right,
the
right.
middle guy, yeah.
So, what I'm trying to say is... On average, do you think Cole's farts are as rank as mine on average?
Yes,
it can be.
It depends on what he eats.
It depends on if I was drinking the night before,
correct,
if I ate eggs that morning after I got done drinking.
I will say this. Yep. When I did the vegan thing, right?
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing because for that period of time, which was a good 6 months, it was like air coming out of my ass. They didn't stink. It was nothing. I would fart a lot, but it wasn't It wasn't rank at all.
What if it was just stuff that you couldn't smell? What if everyone else around you was being so polite?
Oh my God, it smells like rotten cottage cheese.
Yeah, they're all.
Oh wait, that's not
over.
Vegan.
It can't be.
No, wait, that's not vegan.
It's got to be somebody
else.
We
love Taylor. He's like shit, but whatever. We can move above this.
Somebody left some lettuce out in the sun for 90 days.
Well, speaking of something that crawled up somebody's butt and died.
All right,
Cole, who died this week?
Oh, hey,
oh yeah, I get it. You,
nice.
Yeah, you're going
nice
with the
transition.
Smell of death into the actual death.
Yep. All right.
Hopefully, it wasn't somebody we respect.
It is.
Oh no,
Richard Donner, the director, Richard Donner.
The Donner Party?
No, he died at
91.
No. Richard Donner, he did 90s movies, right?
He did a lot of movies. He did Superman 1. He did the Donner cut of Superman, so Superman 2.
Well, that would make sense
and then
that
he did
the Donner cut, yeah.
And he did Goonies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an Adam.
All four of the Lethal
Adam.
Weapons.
What do you mean,
movie?
Adam?
No, that's
come
an
on.
Adam movie.
All four of the Lethal Weapons.
All four of the Goonies movies.
Four times.
He did Maverick, which is totally a movie up my alley. It's like a comedy western.
Oh, that was the riverboat western. Yeah, that was a good one.
And
yep.
Here's one that I think everyone's going to agree on. Scrooged.
Oh, yeah.
With Bill Murray.
Yep. What? Holy! We're looking at Taylor. He's making
I knew,
like a
I knew,
weird,
I knew
sad
Taylor
face.
Seen that.
No, I haven't seen it.
You've
really?
Never seen Scrooge.
Wow.
Bill Murray.
No.
Scrooge 2.
Well, Scrooged.
Yeah. Scrooged.
Scrooged.
You've never
Scrooged
seen Scrooge?
Again.
No, never.
I haven't.
Oh, wow. Even ever. Well, wait. Okay, so is this that technically is a Christmas movie?
Oh,
I mean, most people. Oh,
like not normal.
Obviously, I've never seen it. It must be obviously around Christmas time.
What I mean is, like, people will say movies like Die Hard because they take place around Christmas. That makes them a Christmas movie. This is, I'm guessing, kind of based around the Christmas Carol, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the general idea. Yeah.
So that's totally a Christmas movie.
You need to watch it.
Yeah, I do.
And I can't believe you haven't seen it.
It just wasn't on my radar as a kid, and then as an adult, it just never came to fruition.
But
you know,
I feel like,
but dude, I wasn't even allowed to watch Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, but
because it was sacrilegious.
But you have a lot of time, just like everyone else.
But TikTok.
But sure,
TikTok. I'm finding TikToks for all my buddies.
Well,
that's my calling in life.
And no one wants them.
So good. I did send. Who did I send the shitting on the floor to? Oh,
probably me. I don't know.
The shitting in the bucket. Yeah,
we've stopped watching the TikToks that you sent.
Yeah, I've said it before. Like I've stopped responding to them.
You're right.
I think a while back I said I would say okay to them, just as a response.
Yeah.
But I have stopped saying. Okay.
Are you at least
watching? Because I don't care.
Are you at least watching them?
Well, no. Well, the weird chunky guy, I don't know who he is, who keeps getting smashed in the balls. I don't care. You send
that's,
us all
that's
the
not,
time.
That's not TikTok. That's ooh. Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. Ooh,
and Cole says it's fake.
Huge difference.
I did not.
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm like, well, okay, now he's going to get a brick smashed into his crotch after he got, like, a sledgehammer smashed into his crotch. I don't care anymore. If that's all he does is him getting things smashed into his crotch, obviously he doesn't care. Why should I care anymore?
Okay,
after the one time, if he did it one time, I'd be like, I'd feel bad for the guy. But all he does is keeps getting things smashed into his crotch. And I'm like, well, why should I? I know there's nothing. And
it's about the testicular fortitude, man.
We want to.
I don't even know if he's got
the sad
balls
part is,
yeah.
is that's the only way that dude can get an erection anymore.
Yeah. Probably. It's probably. Yeah, I think it's turned into a weird sexual thing. For
hey,
him.
Or
it always has.
What is this weird thing? It looks heavy. I'll bet I could smash my balls with it.
I'm busy here creating content for my fans.
What fan? What
What are you talking about?
Taylor. He's busy creating content for Taylor.
Yes.
Hey, so, I enjoy that to a degree, I will say. There's times when
I don't disagree. It is entertaining, but I don't want
impressive.
You to send it to me.
It's more of an impressive thing. But I haven't sent that guy in a long time. I think the last one I sent to you was the shitting in the bucket.
Oh, yes, Subway guy. That was a very interesting one.
Stage,
because,
maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I couldn't tell.
I like those ones. I like when you watch a video and you're is that stage? Maybe. But also, I could totally see. So let me set up this video for you, Cole. It's a Subway. It's New York City. And
is it? I don't know
probably.
That.
Probably. And this
see,
guy,
guessing
this poor
all
schmuck
this.
Is just, he's doing his job.
He's mopping the floor.
And what appears to be a homeless guy, he seizes the opportunity. And he runs over to...
He shits in the mop bucket.
The poor guy's
yes,
bucket.
Like, but I didn't even see the video, and I already know where it's going. And right, you're just right, like, that's so funny. It's
No. We were... It is
what
funny.
Makes zero sense to me is that I'm pretty positive... There's probably a public restroom just around the corner.
But also, if you were just going to be a guy that just shits in public, why even make it in the bucket? Just go to the fucking wall. The guy's mopping the floor anyway.
Yes. And then, like, people are like, hey, that guy's shitting in your bucket. And he's like, no, what? I'm just going to keep working. Wait. No, seriously.
God damn it. You just farted again, too.
Well, yeah, it's a shit bucket.
We're talking about shit buckets,
anytime
and we're going to fart.
Shit bucket comes up.
Come on. All right, I watched.
You know, here's the thing about those.
Dang it, come on.
Wait, here's the thing about those fucking TikTok videos. The good ones, they turn into compilations, and they put them on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you heard it here first.
Who gives a shit? if it sucks... Taylor's going to watch it anyway, and no one's ever going to have to hear about it.
I have to go. I'm cold.
Well, he has
or
to
if
share
it's
it.
Good, oh they're going to make a compilation out of that shit, and they'll put it up on YouTube,
okay, cool.
And you'll see all the good stuff
cool.
Anyway.
Do you realize how many hours of TikToks I've combed through for YouTube?
Well, that's when you
hours.
Can be watching.
Do you know
these
how many hours? How many hours of TikTok that you send to us that we don't watch?
None, because you watch them all. I know you do.
No.
Yes, you fucking
well,
do.
We have to.
Yeah.
Because they're like 10 seconds.
No, he sends them to me in the middle of my shift or whatever. And then at the end, like, then I, like, check my message, and the message shows as red. Then then it's gone. It's like I forget that it was ever there to begin with.
I mean, I'm like, oh, it's a message from Taylor. It must be an emergency.
It never is.
It never is an emergency.
But... What'd you watch this week, Adam?
Well, thank you for asking.
I watched TikTok.
I watched a movie today. Earlier today, it was called The Tomorrow War. This is...
Okay, it's got Chris Pratt in it, right?
Chris Pratt.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is...
Amazon Prime
movie.
I've heard super good things and super shitty things about it.
Well, it depends on how you view it.
Then it's going to be super shitty.
I view it through 3D glasses.
No. I'm saying... It depends on your eyes, on how you want to view it, because it is a time travel movie. Okay. So he travel. So hold on. Let me give you the gist. Is that these people come from 30 years in the future, and they come back to today.
Okay.
And they say, 30 years in the future, we have aliens that are attacking us, and we need help. So we're going to help you guys. We need you guys to recruit and send people back.
We need help.
Forward into time to fight these aliens.
Okay.
And that's that's the basic premise.
Okay.
Is that, and so if we don't defeat the aliens in the future, there's no future.
For anybody.
That's the whole idea of the movie. Mm. So I guess I shouldn't say anything other than that, because that is the
you've been treated.
It sounds like a good premise.
It's fine. But it's one where you'll watch it and you'll be like, well, the whole thing with time travel and all of these things is like, well, hold on, muddy, you can go muddy. Back. We because they allow you to go back and forth in this thing. So you, you can't go back. You can go forward. They say like, okay, if you're on a boat here at mile one and then another boat at mile three, okay? And then you move forward both to one moves to mile two and one moves to mile four. Mm. You can't change that. That's it. You can only jump between those. The time still moves forward. There's no like going back in time or anything like that. You can only move forward, which was kind of a cool concept. You could only you could jump back, I guess somehow, to a certain time point, which was in this movie 30 years. But you couldn't jump any farther forward than 30 years. You couldn't jump like
60.
20 years before the aliens attacked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You couldn't jump 16 years before the aliens attacked.
Could you jump 15?
You couldn't. No, no. It was only this certain.
Only 30 total.
Yes. So I think it was 30. It was just like the specific time.
Could you go in between there?
No. So you couldn't jump.
Just said that.
Oh, no. It was just this locked in time.
Okay.
And so you could jump there and you could jump back.
Interesting.
To that exact wherever it changed. So if you jumped in the future 30 years and you went an hour, you jump back and you would have moved an hour. There was no weird time structure change, which is kind of a cool idea.
I'd say so.
But everything else like was stupid.
All right.
The concept was great.
Yeah,
but everything
I liked the whole idea, but like, they could have solved a lot of problems if that was the true reality of how things worked. And so that's how I'll leave it. I liked the movie. It was good action. There's some decent acting in there. It wasn't anything crazy impressive. But it was a good movie. It was good action, kind of flick, good sci-fi movie to watch. I would say watch it.
Okay,
but
okay.
you'll be screaming out loud. I think. Well, I did, because now I do. That's what I do. I you can't do that. Because in this and then I have to change my mind to say, hey, wait, in this universe you can do that, but even in that universe, I think things could have been different.
Okay. So I'll ask both.
They did it the hard way.
If I were to watch, I'll ask Adam this.
Sure.
If I were to watch one movie this week, Scrooged or
Scrooged. That's it.
Okay.
Scrooged. Watch Scrooged.
Okay, Cole. If I were to watch one time travel movie this week, Scrooged or Terminator 1, which one would it be?
Terminator 1.
Oh!
No.
Time travel movie.
But so is Scrooged in a sense.
Scrooged or a time travel movie. One is not a time travel movie.
He has, if it's anything like The Christmas Carol.
Scrooged is a time travel movie.
I guess
movie.
You're right. Okay. Then Scrooged.
I'd say Scrooged.
Oh, okay.
Then go Scrooged.
Okay. I haven't seen either of them. I still have not seen Terminator 1, Cole.
Well, here's the thing is I just looked up what they have Scrooged on, and I don't think you have any of those.
Tubi.
It's not on
Stars.
I don't think it's on that either.
Just find it on YouTube in 8 parts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on there. You got it.
Got it.
No, it's on nothing you have. Oh, do you have a premium subscription to Amazon Prime?
What?
Amazon Prime.
I didn't know there was a premium subscription.
Okay.
I've got Prime, yeah.
Well, maybe it's on there, or unless they mean like premium subscription, meaning like you have to have Stars or you have to have HBO or you have to have something else on top of that, which makes it premium.
Here's the problem.
All right.
Terminator is one of those movies that I want to share my experience with a lot of people.
You haven't watched it.
I know, but that's the thing. If I have a bunch of people over to experience the movie.
Why? So they can just like point at somebody and be like, that girl was the girl in Hey Dude.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, that's the girl from Hey Dude.
It's a little okay. Wild, yes, you're it's right. A little strange.
No. That no, in seriously. Terminator 2. That's the guy. That's Bobby Butnick from Salute Your Shorts.
There he is.
No,
it really
that,
is.
No, is that it him? Is. No, yeah. It's not.
But no. Okay, you're right. It's not.
But I think.
But it is.
But it could be.
All right, you're right. So. I think
you
I'll
don't
want to
watch it with somebody else.
But here's the deal: is or I not have, a group I don't of have a Christmas movie, a new one, and I think I would want to save Scrooge.
Elf.
I love that movie.
That's a newer one.
No. I'm just saying I don't have. I seem to watch all the same Christmas movies every single year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's always Christmas Story. It's always
Alien.
What?
I'm just joking. With
Christmas
you.
Vacation.
Yes. What's another one?
Who cares?
What's
you
know,
your
everybody
point?
Knows what they are. The point is, I don't have a new one. It's been a long time, Home Alone. I haven't seen one. One I haven't seen before.
Who cares?
Scrooge might be the one. I think I'm going to save Scrooge for Christmas.
You're going to forget
don't.
About
Terminator 2.
No.
Or Terminator 1 is going to be the one I watch.
Just
this week.
Watch Scrooged. Because, I mean, it's Scrooge isn't Scrooged. Isn't a movie that I'm like, I need to watch every year.
You can watch Terminator 1 for free on YouTube.
On YouTube?
On YouTube for free.
I really did. Well, anyway, anything else you want to discuss?
I wanted to take, after we all hung out two nights ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I wanted to take it easy. I was like, I'm just going to. Hang out at Malati's house. I'm not gonna do much anything.
Oh,
she's all like, Do you want drinks? Do you want any wine or beer? I'm like, nope, I don't
yes.
I don't want it, but then
I didn't. And
But then
I'm telling this story. This is how stories work.
I know, but then
but then after like 9:30 she's falling asleep, so I'm like, Hey, don't fall asleep. Hey, do you wanna walk over to Hillside Park and watch the Capitol fireworks from Hillside Park? She's like, yes. I was like, cool.
What
I'm
time are we talking?
It's 9:30.
Oh, okay. He just said 9:30.
And I was like, I'm gonna go home, get some long sleeve pants or like some long pants and
some long sleeve
shirt. And because I was wearing shorts,
like a real lad, long pants,
long pants. Some pantalones,
long sleeve pants.
No, but I wanted to get some pants instead of shorts, and I wanted to get a long sleeve shirt because
long sleeve pants.
There's mosquitoes like crazy out at Hillside.
Oh yeah, they're ridiculous.
So I'm like, I get back and she'd fallen asleep, and I try waking her up. And she just will not wake up.
You try shaking her?
I did.
Smacking her?
Like a baby. I tried shaking her like that.
Didn't
and
work.
She died. No, that
what
didn't
a
happen.
Shame that she died.
What
that
didn't,
all right.
That this didn't
is
happen.
Comic Cat Goosey.
That didn't happen.
No.
Anyway, so she, like, then all of a sudden I'm inside and I can hear the fireworks going off. I'm like, whatever, we're just going to stay here. So, she's sleeping for a while, and I just start watching whatever I want on TV because now I can. And I get a call at like 11:30, and it's my brother. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. He's like, you drinking? I was like, no. He's like, oh, perfect. Can you pick me up? I was like,
oh. That's
perfect.
How that
it works.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you? He's like, Misty Waters. God damn it. Which one of you was that?
It's the fireworks. Keep going. It's just the fireworks in the background.
I'm like, so for people from outside of Bismarck that might not know, Misty Waters is not in Bismarck. It's yeah. A bit outside, like, I don't know, 3 miles?
Well, it's on the water. It's on the river. North, so it's Bismarck, yeah. Mandan. It's on the water.
Yeah, but it's out of town, and
it's
fucking far from where Malati lives. She lives on the east end of town.
Oh yeah,
Misty Waters is northwest,
as west as you can get,
northwest of Bismarck. And so I drive out there and I pick him up. I had to leave my car out there and drive Natalie's car home because my car was too small because there was 6 people.
Oh,
that I had to drive.
It wasn't just him.
It was.
Can you pick me up?
Him and,
and me and
by
like
the
these
way.
Other.
Wait. It was him and Natalie. It was Oh, God, that's gross. Alex and his girlfriend, Katie.
I know, it's sick how many people you had to pick up.
And then, you know how tall Alex is?
He's a big boy.
His brother, Max, who's just as tall as him, and another girl.
Well, they had to stretch out across people in the back seat, right?
Yeah, Natalie had to sit on Shay's lap. This other girl had to sit on Max's lap. It was nuts. And they're all drunk, and they're all trying to tell me directions on how to get back. It's like, I fucking got here myself. Shut the fuck up. Like, I know.
Wait. They didn't want to go home. They wanted to go home.
They wanted to go to my house.
Yeah, okay. As long as they wanted to go to where you wanted to go, which is home. Okay, so. I was thinking, like, they were all saying directions on how to get to their place.
Oh, fuck that.
Okay.
No.
You're all coming back
trip.
To my house, and you're stuck there, and you figure it out from there.
Yeah, basically.
Perfect. Yes.
So, I get back and I say, Natalie, you know, like, I got my car's not here. I'm taking yours. And she's like, where are you going? I'm going to Natalie's. That's where I was before. Or Molly. Yeah. God, I always do because their names rhyme. I'm going back to Molly's. Oh, okay, cool. So I go back and it was just a pain in the ass. Like, I had to wake up Molly and be like, oh, I got to go pick up Shay. He's drunk. And then I find out I'm picking up six people who all have different. The only person who was allowing me to drive was Natalie. She's shouting at everyone else, shut the fuck up. He's the sober one. He knows how to drive. Like, the rest is. It was, like I said, it's like 3 miles outside of Bismarck.
Well, does that give you an idea of like what. Like three, a taxi driver, an Uber driver, or a Lyft driver has to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's sure. like, for I sure. guarantee it's
and,
bullshit
and the thing about,
all the time.
The thing about
and that
Ubers
girl on the
and
light rail.
The thing about Uber drivers and Lyft
light
drivers.
Rail if we're going. we have a light rail now?
Uber drivers and Lyft drivers have like a GPS in their car that tells them where to go. And then you have other people shouting at them, where, oh, you want to take this turn? You want to take that? No, just let them do their job.
Yeah.
Leave them alone. They're
I mean,
good.
Technically, you could be like, get the fuck out of my car.
You should.
You could.
But
that technically,
seems like,
it wasn't my car.
And then they turn out dead.
Yeah, technically, it was not my car. It was actually Natalie. You know?
Oh. So. Oh, well. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess. That's even better. Then you just turn on your Lyft light.
Yeah.
And you you run up some tabs under Natalie. Not your car, but Natalie. And they're expecting a blonde gal in her whatever, I don't know how old she is.
Holy shit.
And then Cole shows up.
That was the first,
no!
That was the first time we had gone to Minneapolis. Or not the first time we had gone, but that was the first time we had used Lyft or a rideshare service was in Las Vegas because we didn't have it here in Bismarck at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went out to Minneapolis, and Deanne,
her
first time using it, and she was telling me after the fact, it was weird. This guy pulls up in a
moped.
It was like a Toyota
back,
Sienna.
Baby.
It was supposed to be a Honda this, and I said,
I did.
I was like, wait, you didn't get in that car, did you? Well, yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I gotta pee so bad.
Shut the door, please. So I want to talk about the time you and me and Elijah got into the Lyft.
Yeah.
And in Las Vegas. And that dude starts freaking out about
Illuminati and conspiracies.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, fuck.
How much he loved George Bush. And... fuck Obama. And
it was weird.
Was it me who asked him, what book are you reading?
Probably.
Yeah, I asked.
You're trying to make small talk.
Well,
with
he
guy
was being
like,
super creepy before that. And just to change the subject, I asked him what book he was reading. And it turns out it's Angels and Demons.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's a weird ass, like, religious Illuminati sort of book. Dude was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Damn. That's one of those instances where we should definitely get – next time we go somewhere, that's an idea. Put this down. I want to bring a recorder with.
Oh, yeah, we can do
and
that.
And record our conversations in the cab with whoever
every
it is.
Phone is a recorder.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was nuts.
Yeah, well, you had mentioned – you're lucky. You're lucky you didn't go out because I figured, shit, it's been super dry out. And my parents had mentioned that they wanted to go up to my late brother's grave and watch the fireworks from up on Fairview Cemetery.
Okay.
Up in that area. And I said, okay, that'll be cool, right? You can see the fireworks from there. Well, first of all, fireworks without the boom.
Oh, you can hear them from where we would have been on hillside.
We couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
So the fireworks without the boom is kind of like, you know, jerking off without finishing.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
I do that on the daily. What's the problem?
It's not a problem. It's just sort
of
like
working it up without
for no reason.
The end. Okay. Yeah.
So it was a little.
I'm sorry, Cole.
But then you know you would expect it to be super dry. There's no fucking mosquitoes, right? No, they were goddamn awful.
Yeah.
And they didn't give a fuck.
It's North Dakota. We got like super mosquitoes. They don't give a fuck if it's
right,
wet
and they
or not.
Don't, and you know what else they don't give a fuck about? Bug spray.
No.
I loaded up with that shit. They still fucking ate the shit out of me.
Isn't that the joke about Minnesota, that their state bird is the mosquito?
That's everybody. Every Midwest state.
Yeah, I would assume.
I thought
so.
Ours was the North Dakota. Do you remember the North Dakota turd bird?
The turd bird.
Do you remember this?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You got a piece of shit.
Yeah, you'd go to a gas station. I remember seeing it for the first time in Jamestown. We'd stopped, and there was a little bird. I'm like, that looks like shit.
It is shit.
Look at it. It's an old crusty cow pie. It was called the North Dakota. I'm going to have to get Cole.
The old North Dakota turd
okay.
bird.
I don't need any more bullshit.
No, he needs
from
it.
You need it.
Once you find another North Dakota turd
Where
bird.
Where else are you going to get a North Dakota turd bird, Cole?
Probably in Minnesota. South
yeah,
Dakota,
the Minnesota turd bird or
the South Dakota turd bird.
Whatever state you go into, you'll eventually find the turd bird.
Yeah, but it depends on which state you're in is what the turd is made out
of.
New York is mop bucket shit. It's a guy that's shit in a mop bucket. They had to scoop it out, dry it, put some eyeballs on it.
Put it on a necklace. Bird. Then it's a turd bird.
It's a tourist attraction. I think that about wraps us up, Cole. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're about done. We're Comic Can Koozie on Cole.
I'm Adam.